The second regular session of the 128th Maine Legislature gets underway this week with hundreds of bills to deal with and some major issues to resolve. Mal Leary joins us from our State House Bureau in Augusta. Mal, sessions usually start off pretty slow. Is that the case this year?
It really isn't, Ed, because while many committees are just meeting for the first time this week to plan how to handle all those bills that are before them, some are starting off with significant issues. For example, the Veterans and Legal Affairs Committee has a hearing on a bill from Secretary of State Matt Dunlap that several advocacy groups say is trying to make it more difficult to collect signatures to force a vote on various issues. It's a fitting start to this session because many of the most complex issues this session are the result of citizen-initiated legislation like the personal use of marijuana.
So what's the status of that legislation? Haven't lawmakers spent a year looking at how to make that work?
They certainly have, and while they've gotten majority support in the legislature, the implementation language hasn't gotten muster with Governor LePage. He's vetoed the bill they passed in October's special session and has signaled he will not support legislation that does not do enough to protect public safety. Now, he's met with lawmakers privately to talk about what he will support, but we'll have to wait to see what he wants and whether he can get the votes that he wants in order to pass whatever this legislation is that he's talking with the committee about. They meet again on Friday to take public comment on what they should do. And you got to remember here, voters also passed another hot potato in November for lawmakers to handle, Medicaid expansion.
So what are you hearing about in the hallways of the State House about that issue?
It's the predictable. The Democrats are saying the voters have spoken and it must be implemented. But the voter-approved bill did not say where the millions of dollars will come from that it will take to pay for expansion. And the governor has said he'll veto any new taxes to pay for it or the use of any surplus state funds. That leaves not very much room for bargaining. And some, like the Republican Senate Majority Leader Garrett Machen, are already saying he'd be happy to see the whole thing repealed.
So Garrett Machen is running for governor. How much will the campaigns for governor have an impact on this session?
It could be, Ed, what keeps the legislature from getting out of here in mid-April when they should get out under the usual statutory confines. Three Republican leaders are running for governor: Machen, Senate President Mike Thibodeau, House Minority Leader Ken Fredette. Now, Machen may be appealing to LePage supporters with his position, but Democrats are almost gleeful in their news releases that they're sending out, asking all of the Republican candidates to say where they stand on expansion, because they see the significant vote to approve Medicaid expansion as a wedge issue that any Democrat who wins the nomination for governor can use against Republicans in the fall.
And I understand there are some other big issues that we actually haven't talked about yet that may cause a bit of debate, maybe a little discord this session.
And Ed, what may provoke the biggest fight of the session is the tax changes passed by Congress and signed into law by President Trump. Maine is one of many states that piggyback their state income tax on the federal income tax return. The feds eliminated the personal exemption, raised the standard deduction, and lowered tax rates. No word yet on what that means for Maine, but other states are already scrambling, with some saying tax increases if they don't change their state tax laws. You can just see the battle lines forming, Ed. Those wanting more revenue so they can do things like pay for Medicaid expansion versus those who want lower state taxes. You can say it's going to be a difficult session for everyone involved.
Thanks, Mel.
Thank you, Ed.